Hello?
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I was told I only needed to pay 10% for a product, and I got charged the 10%, but then a week later, I got charged like $67.
Give me just a second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Can I please get a zip code and a first and last name?
Sure. Zip code 34689. First name Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E. Last name Brown, like the color.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I have an account popped up with that name for security purposes. Could you please verify the address?
Sure. 993 Sunrise Drive, Apartment B, Tarpon Springs, Florida, 34689.
Yes, ma'am. All right, give me just a second while your account information loads.
Okay.
I do apologize.
I was just curious. I was like 10% just pay for shipping, but then I saw this other one, and I'm like, maybe I better ask.
I completely understand. I would, too. Just bear with me. It's Friday, and my computer's inside, and it wants to run extra slow.
Oh, believe me, I just experienced an outage with my internet, and I work from home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was not a pleasant day.
Right, it's like it's Friday, and they just want to mess up. Like, you know, we just want to come in, do our job, and go home early.
And we know it's only the last day of the week, so.
Right.
Why not mess with me?
Of course. I do apologize. It's still loading.
Mm-hmm. My luck is not to play the lottery this week.
Oh, I can't play the lottery ever.
I just find it so annoying.
Okay, ma'am, you said you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for...
I thought it was the Clouette saucepan. It was orange.
Is that like a cream?
No, it's a saucepan for the kitchen. I didn't buy any lotions or creams.
Okay, no. Okay, I see what it is. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
No, the $7.95, what it was a one-time charge for $7.95 to enter into a contest to win the cookware.
Oh, see, I misunderstood then because I thought it was like you pay shipping and that's all you pay.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand that.
I went to the product and it looked like it was okay. And so the $67 is what?
That, in the terms and conditions up under it, it says it enrolls you automatically unless you cancel.
All right. I'm calling to cancel. Yeah.
In our factory, it's the factory gadget discount store, which is online,
yeah.
And you get gadgets at factory discount prices.
No, this is very misleading. I'm sorry. No, I want to cancel everything. And if I can get a refund back because I was not aware of all the product pricing requirements.
Trust me, I completely understand. Now, ma'am, me being the agent, I can't offer you a full refund.
Mm-hmm.
I can offer you 50%.
Okay.
That's fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Just so long as I know I'm canceled and I'm getting 50% back, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am, you definitely are.
It's like the lesson learned.
Right? That's why I went through the same thing with my children, and that's why I just finally cut off all cards, and now I have straight cash. And like I tell my children, well, do you got any money in your piggy bank? If not, guess what the answer is? No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, give me just a second. I'm working on the cancellation and doing that 50%. Okay, ma'am.
Okay. How long does it?
It takes three to five business days for the money to go back into your account.
Okay.
But the cancellation is effective immediately.
Okay. Good. There are a couple of things I have to cancel, but this seemed like a most important top of the line.
Right. I completely understand. All right. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure it's completely canceled on my end so I can get you a cancellation number.
Okay. Let me get a pen and paper.
And go ahead and make sure the refunds are done on my end. Now, on your end, considering on who the bank is, it could take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. And how much is the refund?
It's going to be $33.66. You'll get that back twice.
Twice?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you mean you've already taken another one out?
That's what it looked like here. Yes, ma'am. So I'm making sure you get
Wait
it back
a minute.
Twice.
When did I do that? Because the first transaction on the bank's end was like $12.3.
Let me make sure that it went through, and maybe it didn't. It's just saying the client.
Because if it didn't, I want to talk to somebody who can give me a full refund. Because that's ridiculous.
Okay.
You're telling me it went through twice.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I was reading something where it approved you for the $7.95. I'm sorry. No, it was just the $67.32 once.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and I went ahead and gave you that the 50% back, and I also, let me make sure it's completely canceled. Give me just a second.
Mhm. And what's your name again?
Casey.
Hi, Casey. Is that with a C or a K?
My name is completely weird. You would never get it. It's actually spelled K-A-Y-C-E.
I thought so. Because I'm like, I know there's a million ways to spell names. And Casey is one of those names.
It is. All right, ma'am. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263.
Okay.
009.
All right.
075.
075. Okay, so I've got C as in Charlie, 263-009-075.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And that's a cancellation as of today, 12/9.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me see. So that means it'll take 3 to 5 business days to get $33.66 credited back to the credit card.
Yes, ma'am.
And
it could be sooner. I'm sorry. It could be
no,
sooner.
That's fine.
It just depends on your bank. That's why we just tell everybody anywhere from 3 to 5 business days. So it could show up sooner than that.
Okay. All right, Casey. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You are so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Not unless I have to call back to get another one of these canceled. I don't think I did it but once.
No, ma'am. And, that's all you did was that one time.
Me. Right. Same on me. All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.